Yes, again, one of the benefits of being able to pray for people, being able to have them send us prayer requests. We have a list of prayer warriors who go to the throne, as you're going to talk about here in a few minutes. We go to the throne of glory, and we take your request straight to the Lord.
Amen.
And it's, you know, it's prayers at bohtmglobal.com. We get your prayer request. We send it out to the 50-plus people who are on our prayer chain, and we type a prayer underneath your request so that when we pray together, where there are two or three are gathered in your name, there he is in the midst of them. And there is power in prayer, and there's power in numbers when we pray. And we've seen a lot of praise reports. I just got my Gmail account working again.
Oh, good.
To see the prayer requests and then the praise reports that come in.
It's great.
God is working, people. He is working mightily. And so if you have a prayer request, send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And we will send it out as soon as we get it, within just maybe a few minutes or a few hours. It's out, and it's, people are on their knees asking God for whatever your need is.
And, you know, you don't have to be a part, quote unquote, of Beacon of Hope to use that prayer line. In fact, we want you to give that address out to everybody, as many people as you know, who need prayer. Doesn't everybody need prayer from time to time? And so memorize that address, write it down on something, put it in your phone, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So one more time, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and send your praise reports there also. Betty and Megan, we are talking about a great number of wonderful topics today on Living the Good Life, aren't we? Woo! It's good stuff. We're going to get to Hebrews chapter 4 in just a minute, starting with verse 14. But before we do, this song, Love Them Like Jesus by Casting Crowns. Why is that so important, Megan?
It's important because when we love each other like Jesus does, we love people regardless of their faults, regardless of the things that they've done, and we're able to forgive them.
Whoa, amen. Listen, let this bless you.
The love of her life is drifting away. They're losing the fight for another day. The life that she's known is falling apart. A fatherless home, a child's broken heart. You're holding her hand, you're straining for words, you're trying to make sense of it all. She's desperate for hope, darkness clouding her view. She's looking to love her like Jesus, carry her to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves her, stay by her side. Love her like Jesus. Love her like Jesus. The gifts lie in wait in a room painted blue. Little blessing from heaven would be there soon. Hope fades in the night, and blue skies turn to gray as a little one slips away. Sense of it all. They're desperate. Jesus, carry them to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves them, stay by their side, and love them like Jesus.
Wow, love them like Jesus. You know, dear ones, if we really love people like Jesus does, we're going to want to pray for them. We're going to want to give them that gift of prayer support, that gift of standing with them no matter what it is they're going through. It's not easy sometimes, but when we really love them like Jesus, Betty, that's what we want to do, right? We want to pray for them. Are you there, Betty? Maybe I lost him. Megan, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. I lost your mom, I guess. Okay.
You know, sometimes it's hard to pray for maybe those people that have said some hurtful things about you.
Right.
Or maybe it's hard sometimes to pray for a spouse that you're angry at.
Right.
Or it's hard to pray for maybe your neighbor and you have disagreements. Or you know that, you know, there's somebody that really needs prayer, but it's like, well, what do I say, you know, and it
right.
doesn't matter.
Right.
Just say, Lord, help that person. You know, mention their name and say, Lord, just be with them.
Right.
Be with them and cover them with the blood of Jesus. Help them through their hard times. It doesn't take much. It just takes that small little outreach.
That's right.
Words to come out of your mouth to make that impact.
And when we love people, we really care about what's going on in their lives. You're right. We don't have to know all the details. We don't have to know all of what's going on and who said what and who did that and who's to blame. Nothing like that. You know, no matter who's to blame in situations, everybody needs prayer support. Everybody needs to be lifted up to the throne of grace. And let's go to Hebrews 4, starting with verse 14. And I love this, and I think it really reminds us of what we're talking about here. Paul wrote this probably, Hebrews, and it's Hebrews 4:14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Boy, that goes along with what we're teaching here. You know, holding on to that faith. Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then, here it is, verse 16 of Hebrews chapter 4. Some of you that take notes, you can write this down. Very important verse. Let us then approach the throne of grace. Okay? That's that word again, his empowering presence, the throne of his presence, with confidence. Gosh, that's so important. That's what this is all about, praying with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I don't know about y'all, but I think that really sums it up very well. Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace and pray. I mean, Jesus said to the disciples, they said, how do we pray? And he says, do it simply. Do it so purposefully. Do it intentionally. Pray. And really, it doesn't have to be that complicated. That's what we're saying. Betty, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So talk to me about this drawing confidently to the throne of grace.
Well, I think that one of the things that prayer did for me is that when I prayed for people, it enlightens me.
It does, doesn't it?
It gives me the courage to maybe go to the next person who won't say what that need is. And it gives us an opportunity to say to the Lord, Lord, you know, I'm not used to praying, but it helps us to drop the timidity.
Right, it does.
Sometimes comes with people who are afraid to pray.
Right.
Because they don't want to sound stupid or that they don't know scripture or whatever. But when we pray, we go to the throne of grace.
Oh,
we
amen.
Go to the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what gives us the opportunity to be as simplistic as possible. You know, there's a lot of us that pray, and he's listening to all of us. And the more simplistic that we are, the more that we release our hearts to him, the more healing that can begin in us.
Hey, oh, amen. And, you know, without going into a real detailed line-by-line teaching of the Lord's Prayer, I just want to read it right here because it's just so cool. And I'm going to read it in the NIV. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Wow. There is so much right there. In the original Greek, right there where it says, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the original Greek, it says this, come thy kingdom, be done thy will. I love that. It's just very simple prayer, isn't it, Betty? There's not anything real complicated about that.
I think she got distracted.
Okay.
You know, we're here together in the house now, so we know what each other's doing.
Sorry. Okay, no problem at all.
You know, that is it's a very powerful, simplistic prayer because it's something that, it's easy to memorize. It's easy
sure.
to memorize the Lord's Prayer. You know, I grew up hearing it, and it's just something that you know by heart because when you need it, it's in the back of your mind.
Right.
And it can, you know, you can pull it out whenever you need it if you don't know what to pray.
Right.
That's the cool thing about it.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's just very simple. Now, let's go on here. And I want to go down to verse 14 of Matthew 6. And in the Message Bible, it says this. Jesus said this. In prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. You can't get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. If you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part. And then it goes on and talks about if you practice some appetite-denying discipline, like fasting, so that you can concentrate on God, then he says, be sure that you're not making production of it. Back to that original thought of don't be doing spiritual things, prayer or anything else, just to be noticed. It's not an attention-getting thing. In other words, really be sincere. Now we're going to verse 19 of Matthew 6. And our series that we're talking about is being full of faith. Faithed up to overflowing. Matthew 6:19 in the Message Bible down through verse 21 says this. Don't hoard treasure down here where it gets eaten by moths and corroded by rust or worse. Stolen by burglars. Stockpile treasure in heaven where it's safe from moth and rust and burglars. It's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being. In the King James, that verse, Matthew 6:21 is this. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Who wants to talk about this? Because I don't know what's going on up there. So whoever's ready to talk. Betty, are you ready to talk? Megan?
Yeah, I'm back. I just had to help my grandson a little
all
bit.
Right. I figured Andrew was busy doing something. That's all right. That's all right.
But, you know, one of the things that you want to remember is that our hearts belong to the Lord.
Right.
Everything that we have is because of him.
Amen. Amen.
One of the hard lessons that I had to learn is that it took a triple bypass surgery for me to realize
that you just recently had.
That, recently had, yes, Mom, that I realized how precious life is.
Yes.
And I realized is that the things that I own here, which are what we would consider our earthly belongings,
mm-hmm.
that they mean nothing if you don't know the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
It's my heart is better, but my heart belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
And my heart is where he goes when he looks at me. It's hard for to people to realize that, but unless we have forgiveness in our heart,
yes,
and we do the things that we do thinking that, okay, this is good. I'm gonna read this book here. I'm gonna do this or I'm gonna do that. Where do you stand with Jesus? And I think one of the things that you always say at the end of the show, if you were to pass away tonight,
right,
where would you be? And that's
Amen.
Where our heart, that's where he goes, is our heart.
That's right.
And we have to, as in the Lord's Prayer, we have to forgive our trespasses, or we have to forgive those who have wronged us.
Right.
And it just takes a while for people to understand what kind of God that we serve. We serve a mighty God. We
Amen.
Serve a forgiving God.
Yes.
That there is nothing that you have done that he would not forgive you for.
That's exactly right.
And he, you know, he walked this earth. He was perfect. He did no wrong.
Right.
But we walk on this earth. We do wrong.
Right.
We have the privilege to be able to say, Lord, please forgive me. And
right.
that's where, again, it becomes so simplistic. He knows what you did. He knows what you've done. And it just it's again, Pastor, it's so simplistic of how we can pray and how we can come closer to the Lord through simplistic words of, Lord God, please forgive me.
It really is so vital, that forgiveness, because right there in the Lord's Prayer, we just saw it. He said, you know, he said, those debts that you keep, those things that you hang on to, those areas of unforgiveness that you hang on to, that's not good. You can't be forgiven from God if you're hanging on to unforgiveness towards others. And I think this is a lesson that a lot of people really have never really understood, because the essence of really walking daily with God in victory and in the place where he wants you to be so that your prayers are not hindered in any way means that you have to walk in continual forgiveness. And that's not easy to do. It is something, though, that we must learn to do and realize the importance of. Megan, you want to comment on that before we get to
Sure.
this next song in a minute?
Sure. You know, forgiveness can be hard. It can be very difficult because, you know, if you've been hurt significantly.
Amen. Yeah.
It takes a leap of faith to forgive someone that's done that.
Well, sure.
You know, and it's got to come from the heart. It can't come as a, you know, a superficial, oh, yeah, I forgive them. You know, no, you've really got to let it come from the heart, because that's what the Lord sees. And, you know, if you're not true of heart, then how can he fully give you everything that you need? He wants your whole heart, and he needs you to be upfront and honest with him, and also forgive all those people that have done you wrong in your life, because that's where your healing comes from.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I also want to add something to what you just said, Megan. Forgiveness does not mean we agree with the awful stuff that's happened to us. Just because you've been the victim, let's say, of a horrible abusive relationship, or you've been a victim of some awful thing that's happened to you, or just daily things that happen to us that are not right, does not mean that in order to forgive, you have to say, that's okay, I'm glad they did that to me, or that's okay that they did that. No, we don't have to agree with what was done. I challenge you, are you ever going to agree with a child molester? I mean, are you ever going to get to a point, or a murderer, or even just little daily things that happen in our lives? We don't have to agree with what was done to say, I let it go. It means letting it go. That's what forgiveness is all about. I'm not going to carry it around as baggage. You know, on two times a week in my house, I put out the trash. Monday night, and then it's sometime about 5 a.m., the trash guys come and pick that up. The same thing happens on Friday morning, every week, always, two times a week. Put out the trash, they come and they take it. At the next morning, I go out and I get the empty big trash thing that no longer has the trash there. That is an example of what we need to be doing. Maybe not twice a week, maybe twice a day. We need to be continually staying in an attitude of forgiveness, because when we do, then we've got that clean vessel, which we're going to talk more about in just a minute. But we got to get to this song by Mercy Me. Here I Am by Mercy Me. And then we're going to talk to Betty and Megan. Megan, that's pretty good. All right, we'll talk to them in just a minute.
The side of the world, she stands on the ocean shore, gazing at the heaven. She wonders, is there something more? Never been told the name of Jesus. She turns and walks away. What a shame. From his 9 to 5, gazing down the road, he wonders, is this all there is to life? Never been told the name of Jesus. He continues on his way.
Praise God. Here am I. Here am I. Send me. Here am I. Send me. Lord, that's the attitude of our hearts. Dear listeners, right now, where you are in your situation, whatever's going on in your life, let's pray together. Lord, we ask right now that you would just move mightily on the hearts of our listeners today through this show. Cause every single one of us, Betty, Megan, me, and everyone that listens now or in the future, Lord, cause us to have an attitude, a heart that says, here am I, Lord, send me. Use me today. Cause me to be the bearer of forgiveness. Cause me to be the light and the salt in people's lives. Cause me to love with such a deep love everyone, no matter if they hurt me or not. Lord, cause me to truly be your ambassador of peace and joy and love. That's my desire. And Lord, I ask that that just spread to our listeners now, that they would truly say, here am I, use me, send me. Lord, let me be that voice, that smile, that hug, that listening ear that you want me to be. Lord, use me. Here am I. Send me. Let that be our attitude this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Whoa. Talk to me about all that, Megan. Whoa. Praise God.
Oh, you know, that is the cry of my heart.
Amen.
That, you know, that I want the Lord to make me what I need to be to
Him. Yes.
And, you know, it's my prayer every day is, Lord, let the Holy Spirit be seen through my actions.
Amen.
And through my words.
Yes.
Because if I let me, Megan, take control, then it's not what I'm supposed to be. Because,
right.
You know, there's things that can come out of your mouth that you may regret, or there's actions that you may perform that wouldn't make the Lord pleased.
Right.
And that's why it's an important prayer to pray is, Lord, you know, I'm willing, I'm ready. Send me in. I'm ready to do the kingdom work. I'm ready to be a child of the King.
Amen. It's like a kid on the sidelines of a ball game, football, baseball, whatever, and they want to be sent into the game, you know? And if the coach sees that your desire is to get out there and play your hardest and to do what the coach wants you to do and give it all you got, they want to put you in because that's where your treasure is. You want to be. Betty, talk to me about this. For the place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being.
Well, one of the places that I've thrive to be is at the feet of Jesus.
Oh, amen. Amen. Yes.
And that's, I mean, that's where I want to be. And, you know, it takes gumption.
It takes
fortitude.
It does.
To be able to do it maybe once a day. It takes, maybe some people just can't find the time to do it once a week. But, you know, I think the Lord misses us.
He does.
When we don't have the dialogue with Him.
Yes.
That He so enjoys.
Amen.
And one of the things that I wanted to point out, you know, with that song, Lord, Send Me, I think that you are a prime example of, Lord, you know, that you're willing to do whatever the Lord wants you to do, that you're willing to go wherever the Lord wants you to go, and that you're never... when the Lord tells you to go, that you never hesitate. You just say, okay, Lord, I understand. I mean, you get confirmation after confirmation.
Right.
Of just like when you left Newcastle to go to your destination down there.
Yeah.
Or now that you're going to Mexico, you
right.
never blinked an eye and said, okay, Lord, is that what you want me? Okay, I'm going. So you have a servant's heart. You have a pastoral heart. You have taken it to where we all need to be, is to be faithed up, to be prayed up, to have the word so deeply instilled in us that you can hear your Father's voice. You know, you can still hear that still small voice that talks to us. And like I said, I envy you being able to go to Mexico and to have the faith and the courage to go down there, start a radio program down there for people who so desperately need to hear the word of God. And I know the Lord smiled when you said yes, because He doesn't have willing vessels a lot anymore. A lot of people have turned their back on Him for one reason or another, but there still are those faithful servants. And as I've always told you, you know, put me in, coach, I'm ready to play.
There you go.
I'm ready to play.
Right.
Is that you have to maybe make some sacrifices along the way, as you've done, as I've done, as a lot of people have done over the years, you know, missionaries and so forth. But God, that's what, when you stand, I mean, Ray Bolts has a song, when you stand before the Lord and he sees you and he's going to say, thank you.
Right.
Thank
yeah.
you for listening to me. Thank you for going and spreading my word to people who need it. And that's our treasure. That's the treasure.
It is.
I think
the treasure is him. Mm-hmm. His word. Yes.
It's him doing his work. We're fishers of men. We're disciples of Christ to be able to go out and change the world through the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Right.
And it's amazing to me how people will deny the Lord. His word is true, and but they still have a sadness or a there's a part about them that's just not happy, that they're searching for something but they just don't quite know what it is. That's where they need the Lord, and that's what I think that you're going to do through Mexico, is the people that need it down there. You're spreading it, and you're going to take it, and there's going to be maybe 10,000, you know, however many people you'll reach, is God is saying, thank you, thank you.
I appreciate you saying all that. Of course, none of our radio shows are planned. We don't know where we're going except for a passage of Scripture. We don't know how it's going to turn out. And when that song started, Here Am I had forgotten that it just keeps saying that, Here Am I, send me. And from Isaiah, and you know, that is my attitude, Betty. I did have this invitation to come and preach down there on Valentine's Day, and when the missionary down there in Puebla asked me back in September, I simply said, yes, I'll be there, because I knew in my gut right then, I didn't have to pray about it. I knew God said, this is it, you're going. I knew it, and there was no hesitation. Yes, I'm going. And then how all this has unfolded, we have the radio equipment all purchased now. We are almost to our goal on the amount of money that we need for all of it. Radio transmitter, mics, antenna, headsets, mixer, all the things I'm taking with me to set up this AM station in Puebla, Mexico, a town of 2 to 3 million people, so that we can broadcast in Spanish the gospel there from that location. I found out yesterday I'm also going to be going to Tampico, Mexico, where we also have another radio situation going on. And that'll be a part of this journey, this 11-day journey. And I am so blessed, Betty, to be able to do that. I'm not leaving the United States permanently, nothing like that, but making frequent trips. And we're continuing to be on the air like we've been doing here for 9 years on this show, year and a half on Go Yard. We are continuing, but we're broadening into the Spanish language and reaching more people, because truly my treasure is God's word. And there is nothing I would rather be doing than doing what I'm doing right now, is teaching the word of God in a format where people can understand it. And that's, Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where is your heart, dear listeners? Where is it? It's a lot of times you can follow the money trail. You know what they say on Dateline when you watch those kind of shows as to who killed so-and-so or whatever? I heard this recently, and I've heard it many times on these whodunit shows. Follow the money trail, okay? Well, it's the same in our own lives, you know? Follow the money trail. What do you put your money into? What do you put your finances, your savings, what do you put it in? Do you put it in the gospel? Do you even give any of it to the gospel, dear listeners? That's what it's all about. I never ask for money. I'm not a big ask for money guy or gal. And the reason is because God always provides. Every single Sunday before we start the show, we pay for the show. And we've done it for 9 years, and every single week we've had the money because God has provided it. Whoa, Megan, you want to comment on all that, or are you still on the air with us?
I'm still here.
Wow. Your mom and I got off on a tangent, didn't we?
Hey, no, it's the Holy Spirit. You just never know what's going to come out. And it's, you know, it's just amazing how the avenue of the radio is going to grow.
Yes, yes.
And it's just like the Lord, because, you know, we have to reach people, and it's hard to reach those, you know, down in Mexico, and having the radio broadcast is going to be in Spanish. that's just, I think it's spectacular. And, you know, it's even going to grow even more.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the adventures that you have down there. And it's such a blessing. And I'm so ecstatic to see the growth and what the Lord is going to do. And it's just like him. It just, things just are laid out in front of you. And just like with the radio show, you know,
right.
you don't ask for money, but God always provides.
He always provides. Does. And, you know, with this venture, Mexico, all the equipment has had to be purchased and it's ready for me to pack. And, it's amazing. Out of all this money that we needed, and again, never got on here and asked for money, we're just down to about $500 now. And I know that before I leave in 10 days, it's going to be all here. I don't know how God's going to do it, but he's going to do it. And, you know, it's because we have a goal. We have a purpose. We're headed in a direction because people need the Lord. And guess what, guys, what the next song is I had planned. Could that be any better segue for that song? Betty, talk to me about that before we play "But People Need the Lord" by Avalon.
Well, I think that even though we got off on our tangent.
It's okay. It's a good tangent.
God's plan that we listen and we obey.
Right.
And that you are listening and obeying, and God is going to perform. God is going to show off, and he does that periodically.
Yes.
And is going to be doing that more often as the time gets closer for his return. But without Christ, I don't think there's completion in our lives.
Oh, there is not. There's not. We've got that, you remember that empty hole that Connie always used to talk about? We all have been created with a place in us that only God, the presence of Almighty God, Jesus, a relationship with Jesus can fill. All the philosophy and all the high and mighty thoughts cannot fill that vacuum. Only Jesus can fill that vacuum. People need the Lord.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go. To fear,
Praise God. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. Talk to me, Betty. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm having to charge my phone. I apologize.
Oh, okay. All right, we're about done. But talk to us if you have enough charge left.
Yeah, I've got enough. I think that song fits so well into our discussion today.
Yeah, I do too.
Is that, you know, people need to make a decision on to follow the Lord. And it doesn't take much, only a small prayer, to be able to do that. And that once that prayer is prayed, and that you pray it, that seek His kingdom, and then all of these things will be added.
Amen. Yes.
And His kingdom is so easy to access. You don't need a password. You don't need, you know, a login. All you have to do mm-hmm. is open up your heart and talk to Him and let Him know. Let him know what's inside of you. Give Him. I really, when I'm praying, I give my all.
Right.
I give him everything that is inside of me. I mean, I want to be totally, like you were talking about trash being taken out. I want to get rid of all the trash,
sure.
all the junk that's inside
yes.
of me.
Yes.
So that a healing can begin inside
Amen.
Of me.
Yes. Yes.
And I think we sometimes, Pastor and Megan, I think we make it too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we beat ourselves down to the point where, you know, we put ourselves into a state of depression. We put ourselves into a state of anxiety over things in our life that we're trying to control. But once we give up that control, once we give that the Lord time to work,
right?
It may take more than a day. It may take a week. It may take a month. But we can start to see the wheels start to turn,
right?
And for the better. I know there's things that I've prayed for that I haven't seen come to fruition yet. But that doesn't make me lose my faith in the Lord.
That's right. God's timing is not our timing.
No, we got to keep on keeping on.
That's right.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Amen. Just hang in there.
Hang in there and do not let the enemy take a foothold in your life.
Amen. Megan, talk to us about that if you have time here before you go.
Absolutely. You know, I was just going to say that the Lord will test your patience.
He'll test your patience?
Test your patience because He has tested mine.
And, uh-huh.
You know, He knows that about me, and it's like, okay, Lord, I don't think I can wait another day. And it's like, okay, I guess I have to. Okay, I'm still waiting. I'm still going to keep reminding you of what I've been praying about. And, you know, and that's okay. Keep praying about it. Keep bringing it to the throne.
Right.
Get passionate about your prayers.
Right.
Make it important. Make
Absolutely.
It part of your daily life.
Yes.
Because, you know, we can get so sidetracked just living. And I do. I mean, I have children that, you know, distract me all the time. I'm doing something all the time. And it's like, oh, I got to pray. Because
right.
it's just something that's like we can't forget about Him. We've got to acknowledge His presence.
But the wonderful thing about God, Megan, in my opinion, is that He knows we have busy lives.
Absolutely.
He created us. He knows that we have all these other things going on. But what I hear in Matthew 6 is, don't get preoccupied. We didn't even get to this part, but the end of Matthew 6 says, don't worry about what you're going to put on, what you're going to wear. You know, none of that kind of thing. Don't get so, you know, uptight about that kind of stuff. Instead, just trust God, you know, just trust Him. And just don't be so preoccupied. That's what I hear over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Did I lose you? Having some phone trouble here. All the lines are going crazy.
Are you there?
Yeah, are you there?
Sorry, my phone wouldn't unmute. I'm sorry. Goodness gracious.
Okay, and I'm having all the lines hit at once here, so I don't know. So anyway, but if I can still hear you, that's all that matters. So what we've got to learn from Matthew 6, that Jesus is talking about simplicity here. Simplicity when we pray. Simplicity of life. Don't be so concerned about having the latest fashions. Don't be so concerned about everything you got to get done. In fact, he says down here in one of the verses, Matthew 6, he goes, what I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax. I think it's about verse 32 of Matthew 6. He says, I want you to relax and not be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. And steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. I love that. Who wants to respond to that? I'm not even sure Betty's still on the line because
of what's,
okay, something's going on with the phones. All right, go ahead, Megan.
You know, that can be, even for myself, is that being a mom is, it's very time consuming and it's a big distraction in your day.
Right.
And, you know, the house has got to be cleaned. I got to take Andrew to school. I got to feed Zoe. You know, I got to take care of myself.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, it's the part of me that I had to let go a couple of weeks ago was I can't get everything done. And it's
right.
Like, you know, I know that. I have Andrew. He's 6 years old. I know all that. But now I've got another infant to take care of, and it just all came back. And it's overwhelming. Life can be overwhelming. But when you learn to relax and you learn to let the Lord give, then your stress will float away because that's, you know, something else that he can do is he can take that all away. He can heal that stress in your life. He can heal the hurt. He can heal everything. But you got to let him. You got to take that step and acknowledge it and then let him take over.
Oh, I so agree. I totally agree. And when we do that, I think that's pretty cool that he uses the word relax. You know, because when we really relax and give it to God, he works it all out in amazing ways. But it's all that stress that so much many of us live in that he wants us not to be living in stress. He wants us to relax. He really does. But Megan, I don't know if you can hand your phone because we're not able to get another call in here right now for some reason. But if you can hand your phone to your mom for her final comments. But Megan, tell me your final things, what you really wanted to stress out of the show today, because it's been a tremendous show.
Well, it's me and on Megan's phone.
Oh, it's now Betty. Okay. All right. That's cool.
It's now Betty. So, you know, we've had some problems with our phones up here, so
okay.
I apologize for that.
All right.
But I think one of the things that God is calling us to do is to surrender.
Yes,
To be a part of God's kingdom. And it's not that difficult. I know when I read in the Jesus is Calling book that it's all right to be human, but
mm-hmm.
when your mind wanders while you're praying, don't be surprised or upset. Simply return your attention to me.
I read that this morning too.
And I think that's what he wants us to do, Pastor, is return to him.
Right.
Return to him.
Yeah, because we all have those moments in our days where we're overwhelmed, we're stressed out, we're not thinking about praying. We almost like forget that we need to be communicating with Jesus to help us get through all that. You know, but when you come to your senses and you realize, wow, I should be praying about this instead of, you know, calling 15 of my closest friends and complaining and stressing, mm-hmm. when we come back to that and realize, wait a minute, God, I put this in your hands. I can't fix this. When we get back to simple trust, I believe that's really where it is, Betty. When we get back to simple honesty before God and really, you know, just saying, hey, this is where it is. This is what's going on. Lord, help me. Period. It doesn't have to be complicated, does it, Betty?
No. And I think that once we reach that simplistic caricature that we have, because sometimes I think, Pastor, we make things so complicated.
Oh, we do.
And the Lord says, you know, come to me,
mm-hmm.
all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
And it just seems like that we're running around in circles
like you said, emailing people, texting people, calling people saying, hey, I did this, I did that. One of the first places that we should go is to the throne.
Oh, amen. Amen. Come boldly to the throne of grace.
Come boldly
to the throne of grace. Yes.
And that is available to everyone. It's just not available to you because you're a pastor or to Pastor Jim. It's available to all of us.
Amen. Amen.
And what greater joy than knowing that you can talk to the Heavenly Father. I mean, just like we're talking right now on the radio, that you have that opportunity to have this kind of dialogue with our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus.
Absolutely.
Christ.
And you know, Betty, I think all of this, I think we're going to title this show Where Your Heart Is. Because when your heart is in a place of God, I want to do your will today. God, mm-hmm. teach me things in my life that I need to see. Lord, clean me up. You know, in other words, giving God that surrender. You just said that surrender. Giving God that control, that position of authority in your life. God, here I am. I submit to you today. God, I don't know what this day is going to bring. I need you to see me through it. You know, Jesus says in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, you know? And mm-hmm. right there, he says, it's okay to ask for your needs to be supplied, your food, your clothing, all those things. Just don't get so overwhelmed by the latest fashions or having everything that the Joneses have, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying, Betty?
Yes, and I think that's one of the things that we get really caught up in is that, and when I worked, I was basically the same way. You know, I had to wear suits, so, you know, I had to have the nice suit.
Right.
But now that I am lead a more simplistic life.
Right.
Those suits are drawing dust, and mm-hmm. they're not wearable. I mean, I can still wear them, but they're not doing me any good.
Right.
So when you think about your treasures, think about the treasure that you have with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the things that he can give you, because blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Yes.
Because they will be filled.
Yes. Amen. And when that's our attitude, Lord, I'm hungering for you. I desire you. I desire to grow up in you. We started with that verse at the end of Matthew 5, verse 48. You know, grow up in him. Say, Lord, I desire to be what you want me to be. I want to learn your word. I want to learn your ways. I want to learn how to pray. I want to learn how to be the best possible soldier in your army I can be. And when you have that kind of an attitude, he hears that where your treasure is. If your treasure is serving God and being what he wants you to be, that's where your heart's going to be. Your heart will be in it. And we know that when your heart's in something, you have a lot greater ability to fulfill that thing. You know what I'm saying, Betty?
Yeah, I do. And I think that the heart knows.
Right.
I can't remember. There was an old saying about the heart, where something is, my heart is also. And it shows the premises of God is with us, who can be against us.
Right.
And we have to take the word of God. Because there's answers to every problem that we have is in the Word of God.
Right.
Don't look to man for your answers. Look to God for your answers. There's no other book that you can read or you can, might give you encouragement, but God's Word is true.
Amen.
It's not going to lead you astray. It's not going to cause you to sin, so to speak. It's going to give you counsel.
Right.
It's going to give you answers to things that you need answers for. And that's where we need to turn. We need to turn back to God.
Romans 14:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So how do you increase your faith? Hearing the word of God like you've been doing today on Living the Good Life. And that's what it's all about, being faithed up to overflowing. Betty and Megan, you are, as always, wonderful on the radio. And I thank you both. I know it's hard with the kids, but I thank you both for your time. And what a blessing you both are. And Betty, do you have a final comment real quick before we get out of here?
Well, I think that what you talked about last week is if you've lost your salt, it's time
right.
to get salty again.
Amen.
Because the Lord needs you. He wants you to do. He wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to get right with Him. There is nothing that you and Him cannot solve. There's nothing that you and Him cannot overcome. Get your faith meter back up to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Get faithed up.
Exactly.
Get in the Word of God and start praying and asking God for guidance and wisdom.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Megan. All right. As always, you can listen to this show this coming Saturday and Sunday on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Write that down so that you know that you can listen to shows that you miss. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Go to listen, and it'll take a minute or so to load up, and then you'll hear the shows. 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And at noon on both days. There we have this phone deal going on again here. There we go. At noon on both Saturday and Sunday, our Go Yard show. All right. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope. And Betty and Megan bringing you God's Word today. We encourage you, get into your Bible. Start reading. We're studying the book of Matthew. And so start reading and learn what God has to say to you. God bless you. Have a great week. Talk to you next week on Living the Good Life. It's not far to Jesus.
Safely to His side.
There's no need for you to fear. You can trust Him with your heart. It's not far. It's not far.
It's not far.
It's not far.
From here to Jesus. It's not far. It's not.